All right, if you have a Bible, open up to Psalm chapter 4, solemn, right? The word means song, right? Song of praise to God. And many of the Psalms actually are songs and turned into songs. And, you know, we have it in English. So if you really want to hear what the song would be like, it would be in Hebrew. And then picture yourself playing ancient Hebrew songs, right? It might sound a little different than our music would. But I have heard modern music, the Psalms set to modern music, and they're great. So look, those, I think Shane and Shane did a bunch. There's the Verses Project, all sorts of music resources out there, which maybe I can put together a playlist on the website. That being said, if you need a Bible, there's Bibles up here. And we'll pray once again, ask the Lord to bless His Word, right? It's His Word is what we want to hear, isn't it? Let me get an amen.
Amen.
All right. God, thanks for Your Word, and it is Your Word, and we just want to hear from You. Thank You that we can easily open it and read it, and Your Spirit, Lord, You're so faithful to teach us and show us, so have Your way in us tonight. Bless all those who hear, in Jesus' name, amen. So again, we're doing our Give Attention to Reading series, Volume 2, Psalms. We'll see how long this takes, but we'll do multiple Psalms a night. Lord willing. So let's start. Psalm 3. The Lord helps His troubled people. A psalm of David when he fled from Oh, we read that already. Psalm 4. Look at that. We already covered a psalm. Psalm 4. To the chief musicians. That's like to the worship leader. Which I think that's what we say. Stop calling them worship leaders. Say chief musician. with stringed instruments. There you go, Jake. Guitar, right? A psalm of... Sierra, sit down. Honey. Sit on the chair. You do not stand on the chair. A psalm of who?
David.
David wrote a bunch. He didn't write them all. He says, hear me when I call, O God. Right? Psalms and the Bible says to sing songs to each other. Psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. So some is direct worship. Some are prayer. Some are about God. Some are about spiritual things, just like our music. And sometimes it's, you know, a good worship song is your heart to God praying out. And that's what he says. Hear me when I call, O God. Of my righteousness. David says, where's my righteousness come? God. He says, you have relieved me in my distress. So David must have been distressed, right? Remember that prayer last time we talked about Absalom? He says, have mercy on me and hear my prayer. You know, God doesn't have to hear our prayers. But he does through Jesus. How long, O you sons of men, will you turn my glory to shame? How long will you love worthlessness and seek falsehood? Selah. What do we do when we read Selah?
Stay there and pause.
Pause and think about it. But know that the Lord, that's uppercase Lord, it's God's name, Yahweh, has set apart for himself him who is godly, like Noah, right? The Lord will hear him, hear when I call to him, right? You know that God hears your prayers. Not because you're godly on your own, but because your righteousness comes from Jesus. You go, God, my righteousness comes from you. Like the man who beat his breast, right? And then the Pharisee who was heard. Which prayer was heard? The man who was, oh, Lord, help me. Forgive me. That's the one God hears. Lord will hear when I call to him. And God wants to hear your prayer. It says this. This is tough. Be angry. Who gets angry in here? Be angry and do not sin. Well, that's a tough one, right? The Lord got angry. What did he do? He flipped tables. He called the Pharisees some names. He didn't sin. You and I, we get angry, tend to quickly sin, right? But it's okay to be angry sometimes. And when you are angry, make sure you don't sin. Bite your tongue. Do whatever you got to do. Don't sin. Pray. Meditate within your heart on your bed and be still. You're angry? Think it over with the Lord. Think about God's word. Think about who God is. That word meditate, again, is not the weird sit funny Indian style, think about your belly button. Don't meditate like that. Meditate means to think on, chew on God's word. Think on your bed and be still. Selah. It's nice to sit in your bed sometimes and think. Offer the sacrifices of righteousness and put your trust in your anger. No, put your trust in the Lord. That's all God wants out of the end of the day, is you to learn to trust him. Sometimes I think we keep repeating the same lesson over and over. Why? Because God's like, just learn to trust me. When you learn to trust me, lesson's over. There are many who say, who will show us any good? Lord, lift up the light of your countenance upon us. You have put gladness in my heart, more than in the season that their grain and wine increase. David says, I'm glad in my deep in my heart, more so than everyone else when they get their paycheck. I will lie down in peace and sleep. For you alone, O Lord, make me dwell in safety. Not only does he find a nice, safe place to sleep, but he can sleep because he's at peace. Psalm 5, to the chief musician with flutes. So the other one was with guitars or violins or something. This one's with flutes, with wind instruments. A Psalm of David, right? It's good, you know, jumping off topic a little bit. But remember when they built the tabernacle? And they called for all the artisans to come. The guys who were good in gold, what did they do? They built things out of gold. The guys who were good in linen, what did they do? They built stuff out of linen. The guys who were good with wood, they built stuff what? Out of wood. So if you're good at music, you can play for the Lord. You can play your heart out for the Lord. You know, don't feel like you have to play the tambourine if you're good at the guitar. Don't feel like you can't, you have to sing. You know, you have to play the guitar if you know how to sing. I know, the guitar. We do. Three, we got the ukulele.
Oh, yeah.
Give ear to my words, O Lord. Consider my meditation. You know, God sees what you think about. God knows. Give heed to the voice of my crying. So that's why it's nice to pray to him, because he already knows. My King and my God, for to you I will pray. It's great when the king calls God his king. You know, I saw a video of worship going on at the White House the other day. I'll take it. My voice you shall hear in the morning, O Lord. In the morning I will direct it to you, and I will look up. Do you pray in the morning? Do you look up to God in the morning? See the sun rising? See the sky? How about sing to him? Do you ever sing to God in the morning? You know, I used to be, when I was young and single and had all the time in the world in my hands. I mean, I really still have all the time in the world in my hands. My wife does everything. I get out my Discman. You guys know what a Discman is? It was like you put it, you know what a CD is? CD it spins and has music on it, and there's only 12 or 13 or 14 songs on it. And you stick that piece of plastic in the Discman and you press play on your headphones. Well, I'd put a song of worship on in the morning. 1, 2, 3 songs, pray, read a couple chapters in my room. I wasn't allowed, just hands quiet, singing. You know, but singing in my heart. It was good. Those were good days. Now you just hear me when I'm in the shower and the songs are on. Pat Barrett's belting out.
They've been recording you too.
I'm sure they have, yeah. But in the morning, direct your prayer, direct your song, direct your heart to God. First thing you do when you wake up, sometimes I check on the weather. Sometimes I'm on my phone. I'm like, what am I doing? And I got to say, direct my heart to God, right? Say, heart, that way, right? Verse 4, for you are not a God who takes pleasure in wickedness. You know, you want to set your day aright? Think about that first thing. Nor shall evil dwell with you. The boastful shall not stand in your sight. You hate all workers of iniquity. Oh, you shall destroy those who speak falsehood. The Lord abhors the bloodthirsty and deceitful man. You know, thinking about cheating today? Thinking about getting away with something? Thinking about hurting someone today? You spend that couple minutes thinking about who the Lord is, it's going to change the path of your day. You say, you know what? I'm not going to go for that vengeance. You know what? I'm going to let God handle it. It's going to change your attitude for the day. But the Lord hates those things. And you, godly person, should hate them too. You might, you know, it's one thing to say love the sin or hate the sin, right? That's definitely true. We want to love people, love them to the Lord, hate their sin. But it's also something when someone is unrepentant and in it and lost and purposely lost, not to hate them and say, I hate you, you should go to hell, but want nothing to do with their life, want nothing to do with their path. I hate that life. I hate who they are. I'm not going to go that way. But still love them enough to share the truth with them. But there's a thing that God can do. God can hate and God can be angry and not sinful. You and I, we tend to hate and it gets twisted and we like to put a spiritual spin on our hate. But as for me, I will come into your house in the multitude of your mercy. David says, I'm going to church because you're merciful to me. Not because I'm righteous, but because you're merciful, I go through that door every week, every Sabbath, he says. In fear of you, I will worship toward your holy temple. When you worship God, when you sing songs, is it out of fear to God? Does your heart honor and revere him? There's times I worship God and it's, yeah, I'm standing up and excited, wanting to jump, but my knee and back ain't making me jump. And there's other times when I just got to be quiet. I got to kneel down. I got to sit. I got to just consider that God is holy. Fear him. Honor him. Not be afraid, but fear him. Lead me, O Lord. Remember his holy temple in heaven. Lead me, O Lord, in your righteousness because of my enemies. Make your way straight before my face. David is saying, look, I need a straight path in life, and I definitely need a straight path because everyone's out to get me. The world's out to get you, believer. Satan is out to get you. You need to make sure you're going the right way in life. You don't have time. On the way to heaven, do you want to take the long way to heaven? No, I want to take the quickest way to heaven possible, right? The world is dangerous. I don't have enough gas money to take the long way. I don't have enough bullets to fight back the long way. You want to go the short way, right? If you had to walk through a dangerous place, would you want to dilly-dally? Would you want to hang out for a bit in the gangland neighborhood? No, you'd say, God, make my way straight. So we need to treat the world that way too. And for there is no faithfulness in their mouth. Their inward parts is destruction. Oop, page turned. Their throat is an open tomb. What did Jesus say to the Pharisees? Same thing, right? They flatter with their tongue. Pronounce them guilty, O God. Let them fall by their own counsels. I love how David puts their judgment on God. He says, they're doing wrong, but you, God, are the one who's going to judge them. Cast them out in the multitude of their transgressions, for they have rebelled against you. But let all those who rejoice put their trust in you. Let them ever shout for joy. Why? Because you defend them. You want to have joy? Let God be your defense in all situations. Oh, what a joy it is to know God is on your side, so to speak. Really, you're on his side. Let those who also who love your name be joyful in you. That's why I worry about a Christian who doesn't have joy. I get it once in a while. I get we're down. I get we have roller coasters of emotions. I get it. But the pattern of life, there's just not that joy of the Lord. That they're just, all the time. Like, do you know who your Lord is? Have you spent time? You spend that time with him in the morning? That joy comes a little bit easier. You don't, right away, the world comes to rob your joy. But you spend that little bit in the morning, and through the day, at the stoplight, whatever it is. If you love God's name, think about Jesus. Think about the creator of heaven and earth. Does it make you smile at all? I start to smile. Oh, yeah. God's awesome. When I'm sinning and not, I'm like, oh, you don't want to think about it. But when everything's okay with you, Lord, you begin to think, oh, he's so wonderful. He's so good. He's got my back. Oh, God, I just want to sing to you. Because I love his name. Why? Because I know he loves me. And I don't deserve it. So that gives me joy. So if you love God's name, I was going to say this morning, this evening, let that love turn to joy in you. For you, O Lord, will bless the righteous. What is God going to do to you? Bless you. That's all he wants to do. And I think we don't have that joy when we think he just wants to curse us, when he just wants to judge us. He doesn't. He wants to bless you. That's what God goes all day. He goes, hey, Father, hey, Holy Spirit, hey, Jesus, to be a little pejorative there. But he goes, hey, who can we bless today? And you show up, God, good morning. He goes, oh, I'm ready to bless you. He goes, who else can we bless? And your friend, not you, your friend wakes up and goes, oh, what's on TV? Oh, what's in the cabinet? Oh, Mom, what's for breakfast? Oh, I just want to bless you, but you just looking the other way. God's going, can I bless you? I want to bless you. And you're going, oh, no, 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 I don't want that. I don't need that. You don't need God's blessing first thing in the morning? I don't know. I think we look at it a little differently, right? Yeah, it's quick. He doesn't want to hog your whole day. He will if you let him, but he's polite. For you, O Lord, will bless the righteous. With favor, you will surround him as with a shield. God's favor is your shield in life. The more you allow that, the more you begin to feel it, experience it, see it. There's a spiritual shield around you of God's favor. You know, you didn't get run over. You didn't get hit. You didn't, you know, Alicia and I We're on a date yesterday. We tried to go get ice cream at Costco, but they had false alarm, but they thought they had a gas leak, and so they were making everyone leave. So we went to Super One, we had ice cream, and I had my bag, and I left my bag on the chair, and we're walking around, and I just got the sense, I forgot something. I was like, what? And then it was like, oh, my bag. And I went back to get my bag. There was that favor around me. You know, whether it was the Lord or not, I like to think it was. But I didn't leave my valuables there. But it still happens. I left my phone at home. Maybe that's God's favor. I forgot my phone at home. Maybe I don't need my phone today. You know, it's the 90s in here. But he will be your shield. Know that as you go through the dangerous world, God's favor will be your shield. Doesn't mean you go to dangerous places on purpose without his leading, but know that he'll protect you. Let's go on. Psalm 6, a psalm of faith in time of distress. You get to all these themes, distress, trouble, trials, coming against him, danger, right? That these prayers, like the life of David was not this easy life. And I think when we have an easy life, we don't pray until the enemy's happy to let you have an easy life if it means you don't pray. To the chief musician with stringed instruments, back to the guitar. Ooh, an 8-stringed harp. David's like, 6 strings ain't going to do it for this bad boy. We got to crank it up to 8 strings. You got to pluck them all and we're going crazy, David says. You know, get everybody going. You know, there's a song, some songs we hear and we love them, and Ash goes, we really need a whole band to play that. There's some songs that need a whole band. There's some songs that you can just do a cappella. There's some songs, you know. So David says, bring them all out. Get all the strings. He says, O Lord, do not rebuke me in your anger, nor chasten me in your hot displeasure. God, I know you should be angry at me. I know you should be displeased with me. You'd have every right to, but please don't rebuke me. I get it. I understand. Please don't chasten me. Please don't discipline me. I get it, Lord, in your displeasure. Have mercy on me, O Lord, for I am weak. God, I recognize that when I sin, I mess up. It's because I'm weak, because I need you. Oh, Lord, heal me, for my bones are troubled. Do you ever feel that way? You're troubled deep down. My soul also is greatly troubled. But, oh, you, oh, Lord, how long? Return, oh, Lord, deliver me. Maybe he feels like, where's God? Return, God, you went somewhere. Where are you? Oh, save me for your mercy's sake. Why, again? Not for me, but for you, God. For your glory, save me. For in death there is no remembrance of you. In the grave, who will give you thanks? I love it. And David says, look, if I'm dead, who's going to sing to you on earth? Keep me alive just so I can sing to you, right? God goes, oh, you know, that's a good point, David. I do like hearing your voice on earth. He says, I'm weary, verse 6, with my groaning. All night I make my bed swim. I drench my couch with tears. My eyes waste away because of grief. It grows old because of all my enemies. You ever have those times in life? David's saying because of his enemies. But have you ever had those times of grief? You lost someone, you hurt someone, you messed up, you've sinned. I've had those times for all those reasons. And God knows we need to cry out to him in those things. Don't need to pretend and be fake with God and pretend everything's okay. He says, verse 8, depart from me, all you workers of iniquity. Get away from me. I don't want to hang out with you. You guys do evil all the time. No. I'm staying with God, he says. For the Lord has heard the voice of my weeping. The Lord has heard my supplication. The Lord will receive my prayer. I don't need to cry out to you. I don't need to cry out to my friends even. I cry out to God first. And then he can cry out to other people. The Lord has heard my supplication. The Lord will receive my prayer. You know, supplication, that like begging prayer, right? Oh, God, please. Let all my enemies be ashamed and greatly troubled. Let them turn back and be ashamed suddenly. That's a good way to pray against your enemies. Psalm 7, prayer and praise for deliverance from enemies. The meditation of David, which he sang to the Lord concerning the words of Cush, a Benjamite. You know, I guess this guy was talking against him. He says, O Lord, in you I put my trust. Save me from all those who persecute me. You know, I was talking with a friend's pastor the other day. It was nice enough to, you know, there's some guys, right? You don't know. Some guys, you know, they don't call you back forever. We all make mistakes and forget to call people back. My friend says, I want you to talk to my pastor. I think you guys would hit it off. He gives me his number. I text him. He says, hey, you free now? I said, oh, no, I didn't expect you to text me back real quick. So we talked later on. But he was available. And he's like, if you're not available today, I'm available Thursday, right? But anyway, we talked, and it was just, man, I don't know why I'm talking about this. Why am I talking about this? Persecution. Oh, yeah, thanks. He was telling me about a season in his life when people were just coming against him, talking against him, and all these things. And he was just, it just made him want to give up, right? I know he went to the Lord, but there's just some people, right, that, you know, they're genuine like that, and that's awesome. But I bet you he prayed prayers like this. Save me from all those who persecute me and deliver me, lest they tear me like a lion, rending me in pieces while there's none to deliver. That's a vivid picture. They want to tear David to pieces. Maybe they actually would have. You feel like that sometimes, your heart, when people you care about lie against you, speak against you. Oh, Lord, my God, if I've done this, I like that. He's like, look, if they're right, if I've done something wrong to deserve this, or you're allowing this because I've sinned, he says, if I've done this, if there is iniquity in my hands, if I have repaid evil to him who is at peace with me, or have plundered my enemy without cause, I love that. He's like, if I've stolen from my enemy, most people would have no problem stealing from the enemy. David doesn't want to do that. He says, let the enemy pursue me and overtake me. Yes, let him trample my life to the earth and lay my honor in the dust. Selah. David's like, I don't think I did anything wrong, but if this is because I did that, then let them have their way on me. If this is your discipline in my life. Do we do that when trial comes? Not that every trial and every problem is because of sin. It's not. But is that an instinct of ours? Is that a response of our heart? Or is it just, oh, why is this happening to me? And that's okay. Why is it happening to you? But I think healthily, like David, we should consider, God, did I do something wrong? Have I said something or done something to cause this? If I have, show me. I would not say, let them have their way in me, Lord. I would say, God, be merciful to me. I would go back to that other prayer. But it's healthy to consider when things go wrong. Have I done something? Have I soured this relationship? I didn't think I did, but have I been the one to sour it? And if I have, Lord, forgive me, help me make it right, or let this have its right work in me that I wouldn't do it again. And as you pray, and the Lord says, no, that's not it, then move on. But it should be a part of our consideration, and not just this, oh, the whole world's against me, I'm being persecuted. Are you? Or are you just obnoxious? You know? There's two sides of the coin. Now, maybe you are, but I think you hear what I'm saying, what the scripture is saying, hopefully, even better. Verse 6, arise, O Lord, in your anger. I like that. Selah, he pauses, thinks about it, and goes, nope, the Lord hasn't said that was me. So what is David's next prayer? He says, arise, O Lord, in your anger. Lift yourself up because of the rage of my enemies. You take care of my enemies, God. He says, rise up for me to the judgment you have commanded. So the congregation of the people shall surround you for their sakes. God, protect the people too. As a leader, he cares about the people. For their sakes, therefore, return on high. The Lord shall judge the peoples. Judge me, O Lord, according to my righteousness and according to my integrity within me. That's a tough prayer. David, I think at this point, thinks that he's doing okay. He says, God, judge me according to my righteousness. If I've done wrong, I don't think he thinks that he's a righteous person, but I think on his own, but I think he's saying, look, I've done nothing wrong here. Judge me according to that, and judge them according to them, and judge the integrity. Because there's other times, David and Bathsheba, I don't think he's praying that prayer. Judge me according to my righteousness. You ain't got none, David, right? But I think there's times in our lives when we can admit that, yeah, you know what? We haven't done anything wrong. We've taken it to the Lord. We've sought him. We've sought the scriptures. We've made sure that we haven't done anything wrong. And Lord, okay, judge me according to that. Because of you. Not a self-righteous prayer. Verse 9. Oh, let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end. Do you want the wickedness of the wicked to come to an end? Or are you fine with another year of it? I'd be glad to be over right now. But establish the just. For the righteous God tests the hearts and minds. My defense is of God, who saves the upright in heart. That's an awesome verse. God is a just judge. And God is angry with the wicked. Once in a while, no, every day. God looks down and wants to bless you, you who look to him. And what is he with the wicked? Angry. He's angry with them. That's why he sent Jesus, to take their judgment. But it doesn't mean he's still angry with them. They have to come to Jesus to get that anger absolved. That's why there's distance between them and the Lord. But there's a way out of that anger through Jesus. If he does not turn back, he will sharpen his sword. He bends his bow and makes it ready. You picture Jesus with the, you ever see in a grinder, and they take a sword and or an axe, right? And then the sparks are flying. That's Jesus up there sharpening his sword. He's stretching his bow out, getting ready for judgment. For us, he's built, preparing a place. For the wicked, he's preparing the weapons of war. Remember, who's God there? He bends his bow and makes it ready. He also prepares for himself, verse 13, instruments of death. You know, I got a gun wall. I like it because I like my guns, but I never want to have to use it as instruments of death unless the life of my family or others depends on it. He makes his arrows into fiery shafts. Remember, who's this talking about? God, Jesus, the commander of God's armies. Remember these verses. You know, Jesus is love, but love requires judgment on the wicked. Verse 14, behold, the wicked brings forth iniquity, yet he conceives trouble and brings forth falsehood. Think about like someone giving birth, having children. The wicked, all they produce is falsehood and wickedness. He made a pit and dug it out. Remember Joseph's brothers? And has fallen into the ditch which he made, except the wicked falls into their own thing. The wicked tries to prosper by wickedness, but what happens at the end of their life? Even if they're successful in this life, they fall into it spiritually. His trouble shall return upon his own head, and his violent dealing shall come down on his own crown. You know, it'll come back to get you eventually. When? Who knows? I will praise the Lord according to his righteousness. I will sing praise to the name of the Lord Most High. You know, David's free to sing because God's the one sharpening his sword. David didn't feel the need to sharpen his sword against his persecutors here. He felt the need to sing. And know this, that, you know, there's a verse, I don't know how scriptural it is, but that's, you know, when we praise, the enemy scatters, right? That the enemy hates when we praise God. He would like nothing more than you to curse God and be, you know, from him persecuting you. When the enemy comes against you, praise God. When you're scared in the basement, walking up the stairs at night, I love you, Lord. You know, if you ever hear me singing coming up the stairs at night, it's because I got scared about something in the dark. Right? When things are going bad, praise. When things are going good, praise. When people persecute you, blessed are you, right? Because you're persecuted like Jesus. Praise him. Praise him for those things. Got three more minutes. Let's see how far we get. No, we can do this. Let's get four, five, six, seven, eight. That's five. Wow. Yeah, 4, 3, 8. That's it. Right? 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. He just 8 minus 4 is 4, so it's always confusing, right? Psalm 8. The glory of the Lord in creation, to the chief musician on the instrument of Gath. Let's see, is there a note in my Bible for what the instrument of Gath is? Nope. We'll have to look that up. Whatever Gath liked to play, that's what instrument we're playing here. Psalm of David. I have a feeling the instrument of Gath is the drums. Picture big old war drums. Boom, 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 boom. O Lord, how excellent is your name. We know this. If you were around church in the 80s, O Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. Do like the double clap. Who have set your glory above the heavens. Ba-boom, ba-boom, ba-boom. Right? That's what I'm picturing. You know, as a side note, I still think that 80s metal band Striper is playing to hell with the devil when God throws Satan in the abyss. That's going to rock. Can't wait. Verse 2. Out of the mouth of babes and nursing infants, remember Jesus quotes this. He says, you've ordained strength because of your enemies, that you may silence the enemy and the avenger. Even babies and kids, God loves it. Yes, Jesus loves me. You know, we went to the children's ministry conference and we sang kid songs. I don't know that the hand motions are necessary, but they're fun, right? And God, you don't think God loves it when kids are singing? When CeCe's singing in the car, resurrection song for the 100th time. God loves it. There's songs that I sang as a kid in my bed, 4 or 5 years old, that I sing to you guys, my kids. Not all of you, I don't sing to you, Grandma. But I sing to you guys at night, and one day you'll sing it. As a kid, I love it. God loves it. I think that has a big impact on the spiritual realm when kids are singing. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers. You ever look up at the stars, the planets, and think about it? The work of God's fingers. You know, what do your fingers make? The moon and the stars which you have ordained. What is man that you are mindful of him? You ever look up at the stars? Like when there's a new moon and it's dark and there's billions of stars out there? You start to feel small. What am I that you think of me, God? I love it. And the Son of Man that you visit him. God visits. We'll talk about Christophany another time, but God just can't stay away from you and me. God can't stay away from humanity. He's like, I kicked you out of the garden, but I'm going to show up from time to time. I kicked you out of the garden, but I'm coming, and I'm going to be on earth. And what is my name? Emmanuel, God with us. That God can't stay away from you. You're the one who keeps him away. He doesn't want to be away from you, but your sin will keep him away. And even then, he's like, look, I died, so even your sin doesn't keep me away. You made him a little lower than the angels, right? The angels are a little higher than us, guys. Our relationship with the Lord is greater than the angels. We have a love relationship with the Lord. They are his servants. We are his friends, his bride. But physically, we're less than the angels. Can you fly? Can you glow, appear, disappear, go through walls? We're a little lower than angels, but you don't want to get off too much on this, especially after last Sunday. But to talk about that many people have entertained strangers thinking that they were strangers and they were angels, that there's something about angels that they sometimes, not all of them read the Bible, but they look human. You wouldn't even know it. But we're less than them. So even though we're a little lower than the angels, what? You have crowned him with glory and honor. You've given us glory and honor that the angels look on and go, wow, I don't get it. Why does God give them all that glory and honor? Because he loves them, right? Verse 6, you have made him to have dominion over the works of your hands, right? We work in this world. You make stuff out of wood. Who made the wood? God. You grow plants. Who made the plants? God. You manage people at the factory. Who made the people? God did, right? God gave you the task of managing his world. You have put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, even the beasts of the field, right? It's the reason why oxen don't have pets and you and I have pets, because God's given us that position. The birds of the air and the fish of the sea that pass through the paths of the seas. I love that. The paths of the seas. You know there's rivers in the ocean? There's currents in the ocean that flow. There are rivers within the ocean of different currents. David's talking about that here. Oh Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. When you look around at creation as we close up here, when you see the stars at night, think of that. Oh Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. As you see the little puppy walking down the street, oh Lord, how excellent is your name. When you see little kids having fun and coloring, oh Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. Am I right? That this is what it is for. And what kind of song is that going to sing? And when you think about that glory, David's like, get up. I don't know who Gath is, but I'm going to have to look that up later. You know, I'm like worried, is it the Giants of Gath? But the big old drums, the big old band, oh Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. Can you imagine? Yeah, singing that out. Oh Lord, how excellent. You know, seeing creation, seeing the heavens. I mean, you start to think, you start to praise out loud like that. It starts to well up joy in your heart. The perspective of your enemies, the perspective of the trials of this world, they go away and go, oh Lord, you made the heavens with your fingers. You ordained the planets, and yet you care about me. That's an awesome thing to think about, all the light years and distance in the universe. And God looks down and goes, yep. I see you. I care about you. I want to bless you. I don't want to curse you. I don't want to be angry at you. Come to me. All you are weary and heavy laden, I'll give you rest for your souls. Take my yoke upon you, for my burden is light and my yoke is easy. God wants you to come learn from him. But the way we do that is we got to turn to him. We got to come to him. We got to be honest with him. We got to ask him to be our defense and our protector. And a lot of times that starts with just looking around in nature and going, yep, God made that. Well, that's what we say with our kids here as we close. We say, Cece, who made your feet? Jesus, right? Right? We say, Cece, who made the clouds? Jesus, right? Do it with all the kids, right? Because God's name is excellent in all the earth. Wherever you're at tonight, whatever part of the earth, wherever station in life, God is excellent in that place, even if it's jail, even if it's the hard places. And God, we pray for those who are in jail, those in hard places tonight. God, we pray that you'd minister to them, that they'd, I know you showed up in my darkest times. You were right there with me in my darkest times, even when I didn't know you. I can look back and see you there trying to get my attention. Lord, for those who are in dark places tonight, in drugs or relationships or suicidal or in trouble with the law, God, I pray that, Lord, we pray that, and we know, in fact, you pray that, Lord, that their hearts would be turned towards you. That's your desire. Do that work, we pray. Thank you that you're excellent in all the earth. Help us to turn our eyes to you in every station, in every place, in the morning, and at noon, and at night. Help us to sing out loud. Lord, we can roll up the windows in our car and no one will hear us. We can sing in the shower and probably no one will hear us. We can just sing out loud and who cares if they say we're crazy. We just want to sing to you because you're good. Whether it's on an instrument or not, Lord, if you've gifted us with those talents or desires, encourage them, equip them. And God, would you bless your people? God, bless us all tonight. You have with your word, you have with your presence. May that remain as we go from here. And as we gather again on Sunday, Lord, unless you return, God, would you bless that time as well. May it be a holy convocation of singing and praising you and all the good things you are. In Jesus' name we pray. Come soon. Amen. Amen.
There is a vineyard of the Lord. There is a vineyard for our soul. With all our troubles left behind, and all we drink first light until